Well, it's not a meeting, but let's open this conference with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, just for today.
Welcome, everybody. This is the 50th Anniversary Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 3rd to October 5th, 2003. God, that almost rhymes. October 5th is the 50th anniversary to the day of the first Advertised Narcotics Anonymous meeting. So this is a special time for all of us, and I'm glad everybody that came. I think we're in for just a treat. I have asked a couple of people to do some readings, and I've asked Casey from Commerce, Georgia, to read the 12 traditions.
My name's Casey, and I'm an addict. Hey, family. These are the 12 traditions of NA. We keep what we have only with vigilance, and just as freedom for the individual comes from the 12 steps, so freedom for the group springs from our traditions. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. 6. An NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality.
Thank you. Okay, Mike from Washington, D.C. is going to come read the third paragraph of We Do Recover and the preface of the basic text. How's this? Is this loud, too loud, not loud? Okay. Okay.
Mike. Hi, everybody. I'm an addict. My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. Either go on as best we can to the bitter end, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts have had this choice, this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous. This is the preface from the purpose of the basic text. We cannot change the nature of the addict or addiction. We can help to change the old line, once an addict, always an addict, by striving to make recovery more available. God, help us to remember the difference.
I think I'm running out of things to say. Good. I'm really excited, folks. Just on a personal note, I've got to keep Gene H. up, put him up for a couple of nights, and last night we talked at 1 o'clock in the morning. And
somebody adjusted me.
And I've been telling people it's like listening to Yoda tell about how the Force began. And it's just, I've been blown away, and we're just getting started. So without any further ado, I'm going to ask Alvin H. to introduce our first speaker.